Happy day. This is Dr. Marianne DiIorio, novelist and life coach, welcoming you to another episode of Winning with the Word. Today is Monday, September 4th, 2023, and this is episode number 35 of series 2023. This episode is titled, The Finish Line is in Sight. Several years ago, I did a 5K walking race with my younger daughter. It had been a goal of mine for a good while to complete the race with her, and I finally achieved that goal at the age of 73. Praise the Lord! I can tell you that one of the happiest moments of my life was seeing that finish line and then finally crossing over it. Each of our lives has a finish line, but the world also has a finish line, and that finish line is in very close view. What do I mean? I mean that there are several signs that point to the soon beginning of the most horrific time the world has ever experienced, the terrible 7-year period known as the Tribulation, under the tyranny of the brutal dictator called the Antichrist. By all indicators, this 7-year period is about to begin. But before it does, those of us who follow Jesus will be removed from the earth to be with our Lord forevermore. How do I know that the tribulation is at hand? Well, here are several signs. Number 1, Matthew chapter 24, verses 37 through 39. Listen to the words of Jesus in these verses. Quote, "When the Son of Man returns, it will be like it was in Noah's day. In those days before the flood, the people were enjoying banquets and parties and weddings right up to the time Noah entered his boat. People didn't realize what was going to happen until the flood came and swept them all away. That is the way it will be when the Son of Man comes." End of quote. Excuse me. Jesus tells us that it will be business as usual when he returns to remove his church from the earth. Most people will be taken unawares and surprised. Most people are clueless today about what is really happening in the world. Throughout the scripture, there is prophecy after prophecy about the age in which we live, but most people are simply not paying attention. Later in the same chapter, we read these words in verses 42 to 44. Quote, "So you too must keep watch, for you don't know what day your Lord is coming. Understand this, if a homeowner knew exactly when a burglar was coming, he would keep watch and not permit his house to be broken into. Excuse me. You also must be ready all the time, for the Son of Man will come when least expected." End of quote. Very few are expecting Jesus to return soon. Sadly, even among believers. More so among unbelievers who either don't believe that Jesus is God or who don't care. Number 2 indicator, the fig tree generation. In scripture, Israel is referred to as the fig tree. Israel, the fig tree, blossomed when she became a nation in a single day in 1948. The symbol of Israel as a fig tree appears in Matthew 24, verses 32 to 34, where Jesus says this, "Now learn a lesson from the fig tree. When its branches bud and its leaves begin to sprout, you know that summer is near. In the same way, when you see all these things, you can know his return is very near, right at the door. I tell you the truth, this generation will not pass from the scene until all these things take place." End of quote. In Psalm 90, verse 10, we learn that the length of a generation is from 70 to 80 years. What Jesus is saying here is that the generation that was born when Israel blossomed as a nation in 1948 will witness the return of Christ in the rapture to remove the church from the earth. We are that fig tree generation. Those of the fig tree generation who will be left behind, in other words, those who had not yet been born again, will witness Christ's second coming 7 years later to judge the world after the tribulation. Number 3, the Dome of the Rock prophecy. The prophet Daniel makes a very interesting statement in chapter 12, verse 12 of his book. Quote, "And blessed are those who wait and remain until the end of the 1,335 days. End of quote. At first glance, this verse seems like a mystery. What are the 1,335 days mentioned here? Consider this. The word day in the Bible often means year. For example, Daniel's prophecy of the 70 weeks does not mean 70 weeks of 24-hour days, but 70 weeks of years, or 490 years. Likewise, the 1,335 days mentioned here may not mean 1,335 literal days, but 1,335 years. If this is the case, and indeed it seems to be, then Daniel is referring to 1,335 years since the building of the Dome of the Rock on the Temple Mount in 688 AD. Building the Dome of the Rock on the sacred soil of God's temple was a desecration of his holy ground. It was also a forerunner of the abomination of desolation, which will occur when the Antichrist will proclaim himself as God in the soon-to-be-built Jewish temple during the tribulation. If we add 1,335 years to 688, we get the year 2023. Number four indicator of the soon-to-come rapture, the precise fulfillment of the seven feasts of Israel. God is the God of precision, order, and strict adherence to detail. He is also the God of patterns. He instituted seven feasts which his people were to celebrate and which embodied the entire plan of salvation. The first four feasts, Passover, Unleavened Bread, First Fruits, and Pentecost, perfectly fulfilled the events of Christ's first coming to save us. The last three feasts, Trumpets, or Rosh Hashanah, Atonement, or Yom Kippur, and Tabernacles, will be fulfilled when Christ returns to rapture his bride and shortly thereafter to judge the earth. The Feast of Trumpets, or Rosh Hashanah, represents the rapture. The Feast of Atonement, Yom Kippur, represents the tribulation and the White Throne Judgment. And the Feast of Tabernacles represents the millennium, or thousand-year reign of Christ on the earth. Just as the first four feasts were fulfilled to the letter, so will the final three feasts be fulfilled to the letter. Many scholars believe that the rapture will occur on the Feast of Trumpets, which this year will take place on September 15th through 17th. Why 2 days? Because the Feast of Trumpets, also called Rosh Hashanah, is celebrated over a 2-day period. No one knows the day or the hour when it will begin because it is dependent on the first sighting of the new moon, and that first sighting is not known until it happens. This is what Jesus meant when he said that no man knows the day or the hour of the rapture. Number five indicator, the upcoming United Nations Summit meeting. Most interestingly, on September 18th and 19th of this very year, only 2 weeks away from this writing and recording, the United Nations will hold its annual summit meeting in New York City. During this meeting, the UN's 193 member nations will confirm an agreement they made back in 2015 to accomplish the UN's 17 Sustainable Goals, or SDGs, by 2030. This plan is called Agenda 2030. You can learn more about Agenda 2030 and the UN summit at the links at the end of this post. The UN is far behind schedule in achieving its 17 goals, so Secretary General Antonio Guterres has requested that member nations confirm this treaty for another 7 years in order to meet the 2030 deadline. In his 2023 Sustainable Development Goals Progress Report to the United Nations, Guterres wrote the following, and I quote, "First, I urge heads of state and government to recommit to 7 years of accelerated, sustained, and transformative action, both nationally and internationally, to deliver on the promise of the Sustainable Development Goals." End of quote. Whenever a student of Bible prophecy reads the words, "recommit to 7 years," he cannot help but think of Daniel 9:27. Quote, "He will confirm a covenant with many for 1-7, meaning 7 years. The he referred to in this verse is the Antichrist. Could the upcoming confirmation of the agreement made by UN member nations, that is the many, back in 2015, and to be reconfirmed this very month at the United Nations Summit in New York, be the fulfillment of Daniel 9:27? Many Bible scholars and believers think so, including me. Ironically, Guterres used the phrase left behind in his remarks to launch the special edition of the Sustainable Development Goals Progress Report back in April of this year. Quote, "More than half the world is being left behind at the midpoint for achieving the 2030 Agenda for Sustainable Development," UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres told ambassadors in New York on Tuesday. End of quote. Sad to say, Guterres and all his ilk may all very likely be left behind unless they repent and embrace salvation through Jesus Christ. Please pray for them. There are many other indicators that we are fast approaching the finish line and that the rapture will occur in a couple of weeks. But the big question is, what does this mean for you? It means that if your spiritual house is not in order, you need to get it in order now. There is no time to lose. Otherwise, you will be left behind to endure the most horrific period in all human history under the worst tyranny there has ever been. You will experience cataclysmic events, pestilences, and plagues like never before. And very likely you will go to hell if you accept the mark of the beast, without which you will not be able to buy or sell anything. And those who accept Christ during the tribulation will almost certainly be executed for their faith. The Bible says that Jesus Christ will remove his followers from the earth before the 7-year recommitment to the 2015 agreement. There is also the great likelihood that the rapture will occur on the Feast of Trumpets, Rosh Hashanah, in order to fulfill the symbolism of the fall feast. This means that Jesus could be coming back on the weekend of September 15 through 17 of this year, because no one knows the exact date of the occurrence of the Feast of Trumpets. As mentioned earlier, it is a 2-day feast, the beginning of which is determined by the first appearance of the first sliver of the new moon. Most interesting, Hebrew culture calls this first sliver the twinkling of an eye. Here is a quote about that. In ancient times, some understood that night begins in a moment in time, which is impossible to determine, called the twinkling of an eye. This is interesting, as Paul prophesied that the righteous would be resurrected in the twinkling of an eye. End of quote. Hear Paul's words in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 51 and 52. Quote, "Behold, I tell you a secret. We will not all sleep, but we will all be changed in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trumpet. For it shall sound, and the dead shall be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed." End of quote. But even if Jesus does not come back in the rapture this year, are you willing to risk eternal life by not being ready for his return, whenever that may be? Any one of us could die at any moment. Tomorrow is guaranteed to no one. So what do you need to do? You need to be born again. Jesus said this in John chapter 3, verse 3. "Unless a man is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God." How do you get born again? You simply repent of your sins and ask Jesus to be your Savior and Lord. Let's do that now. Pray this prayer with me. Lord Jesus, I do not want to be left behind when you return for your followers. I acknowledge that I am a sinner and need a Savior. You alone are that Savior. So I receive you now as my Savior and my Lord. Thank you for saving me. Amen. If you prayed this prayer, you are now a child of God. Write to me at info@mariandiorio.com and I will send you a free e-booklet titled After You're Born Again to help you in your walk with Jesus. Until next time, remember that God loves you just as you are and just where you are, and that he will help you to keep on winning with the Word.